Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Parak Tes, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So Mishnah Zayin went through five cases where a woman can only collect a ksuba with a shavua. So now Mishnah Ches elaborates on each of those cases. Hapogemes ksubasa ketzad. What does it mean that she's pogemes ksubasa? It means, ha'yisa ksubasa elefzoz, if let's say she had $1,000 ksuba, va'amala, hiskabalt ksubasaych. And she, when she came to collect it, the husband said, what do you mean? You already got your ksuba. V'hi omeres lo iskabalti al mana. I didn't get the whole ksuba. I got $100. You still owe me $900. Lo tipar el b'shvua. To get paid the other $900, she's a moda b'miksas, and therefore she has to take a shvua. The second case, eidach mi'idashi perua ketzad. What's the case where one eid says that the ksuba is already paid? Ha'isa ksuba se'elav zos. So ksuba is $1,000. V'amr la hiskabalt ksuba sich. And the husband says, you already got your ksuba. V'hi omeres lo iskabalti. And she says, I got zero. The Eirach Mi'idashi Perua, but one witness supports the husband's story. Lo Tipara El B'Shvua. For her to get paid, she's now going to need to take a Shvua. Min Nechasim U'Shubadim Ketzad. What was the third case of collecting Ksuba from Nechasim U'Shubadim? Machar Nechasim Lachem. The husband sold his property to other people. Vihi Nifra'as min alakuchos, and she's collecting her ksuba from the lakuchos. Lo tipara ela b'shvua. She is not paid her ksuba unless she makes a shvua that she had not already received the payment. Had she collected the ksuba from the husband himself, he might have claimed that he already paid her and insisted that she has to swear first. So since the buyers can't know whether she was paid or not, so this is ta'anin la. Whatever they can't make a taina, the bezin will make the taina on her behalf, so that she'll have to take on his behalf, so that on their behalf, rather, so that she'll have to take a shvuah. Minichsei yisomim ketzad. How does it play out that she has to take a shvuah to collect from nichsei yisomim? Meis v'inyach nechasim yisomim. If the husband dies and he leaves his nechasim to his yisomim, v'inefras min yisomim, and she collects her ksuba from the yisomim, lo tipara the shvuah. She can only get paid her ksuba with a shvuah that she hadn't already received it. Because they're also, these yisomim don't know whether she received anything, so they can't claim that she did. So Bezin will make the taina on their behalf. And finally, v'shalo b'fanav ketzad. What's the case where it's shalo b'fanav? Halach lo medina siyam. The husband went to medina siyam. V'hi nefras shalo b'fanav. She wants to get paid her ksuba while he's not even here. Ein nefras lo b'shua. Since if he were here, he might be able to claim that he had already paid the ksuba. So we're going to make the taina on his behalf in his absence. Rabbi Shimon Omer calls manshi tovas ksubasa hayorshim mashbino. So whenever a woman claims her ksuba after her husband dies, the yorshim of her husband can make her swear that she was not already paid, even if the husband had told her that they're not allowed to make her swear. But if she never claimed her ksuba from the yorshim, it's just that they suspect her of stealing his property, well then they cannot make her take a shvua. Then his guarantee that my yorshim will not be able to make you take a shvua is still intact. For them to just, out of the clear blue sky one day, to make her take a shvua, that is unacceptable. Now, what type of raya does a woman have to bring in order to collect her ksuba? So usually she needs to bring a shtar ksuba. However, there were some places where the minhag was that they didn't write a shtar ksuba. It was an automatic tanai beizdin. So how does a woman collect a ksuba in such a place? So says Mishnah Tes, hotzia get ve'inuma ksuba. If a woman came to beizdin and she has a get, which shows that obviously they got divorced, but there's no ksuba, gova ksuba, so she can still collect a ksuba even if the husband says he already paid it. Meaning, she has no proof that he still owes it to her, but the chacham said that she's entitled to her ksuba as long as she's holding a get, and she can prove that she's divorced, even though she's not actually holding an actual ksuba. Ksuba venima get. If she has a ksuba but she doesn't have a get, he omeres avad giti, and she says, well, I lost my get, but we're divorced, and he owes me the ksuba. Vuhu omer avad shovari, and the husband says, look, we are divorced, but I paid the ksuba, and I got a receipt for it already, and I lost the receipt. V'chein balchov shotzi shtarchov, or if a balchov takes out a shtarchov to collect money from a borrower, from the borrower, but now it's after Shemitah year, and therefore the debt should have been cancelled. Ve'eini mo prusbul, and he doesn't have a prusbul that goes along with it. Hare elu lo yiparu. So the woman and the lender in this case can't be paid. The woman doesn't have her get, so we suspect that she used the get to collect her ksuba, and the lender doesn't have a prusbul, so we suspect that Shemitah actually cancelled this loan. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, yeah, all of this used to be the halacha, but min ha-sakana ve'elach, once the Ovdei Chachamim started making gzeiros against the Jewish people, that were not allowed to do mitzvahs, and people were afraid to keep these kinds of shtaros, isha gov ksubas v'shelo b'get, u'balchov gov v'shelo b'prozbol. A woman is now able to collect ksuba without a get, because she can't be expected to go through the sakana of keeping a get around, and a balchov could collect without a prozbol, because they would burn a get right away as soon as they received it, and they would burn a prosbul right away as soon as they would write the prosbul. So the fact that a woman or a balchov doesn't produce the document that they're supposed to produce does not cause any suspicion of lying once it's a time of sakana. Now, how many ksuba payments can a woman collect after she's married to the same guy twice, or if she has two ksubas from the same marriage? Shnei gittin or shnei ksubas. If a woman has two gittin and two different ksubas, so it shows that she was married to the same guy twice, and he wrote her new ksuba each time. So go v'shtei ksubas. Then she could collect two ksubas. Shtei ksubas v'get achad. If she has two ksubas and only one get, so it shows that he married her once, but he wrote her a second ksuba. O ksuba v'shnei gittin. Or she has one ksuba but two gittin, which shows that she married the guy twice, but he only wrote one ksuba when he married her the first time. O ksuba v'get umisa. Or she has a ksuba, a get, and a proof of the husband's death, which show that he married her twice and died after the second marriage, but he wrote her ksuba only when he married her the first time. Eino gova el ksuba achas. In all these cases, she only collects one ksuba. In the first three cases, even though the husband wrote two ksubas for one marriage, she can only collect on one of them because he never intended that she should collect both. That's actually not such an uncommon case where someone has two ksubas because they lose one and they write another one in its place. And in the last two cases where she has one ksuba for two marriages, she can collect only one payment even though she was married twice. Because in general, when a man divorces his wife and remarries her, we assume that it's on the condition of the original ksuba that he's remarrying her. Then the Mishnah finally gives two other examples where a ksuba written for a first marriage is enough for a second marriage as well. Katan shehisio aviv. If a boy was married off by his father and he wrote a ksuba for his wife, ksubasa kayemes, so ksuba is in force even after he becomes an adult, when he's a bar mitzvah and he remarries her. Shal menas ken kima, because when they decide that they're going to stay married, it's with the understanding that the original ksuba is in place. Ger shenis gayer v'ishto imo. If a ger converts to Judaism together with his wife, and he had written a ksuba when they were goyim, ksubas akemas, the ksuba is still in place. Shal menas ken kima, because the assumption is that they're going through with this gerus with the original paperwork still intact. So let's review what we learned today. Long Mishnayos today. So in Mishnah Ches, we said the five cases of where a woman is going to have to take a shavua in order to get her ksuba. Case number one was that the ksuba is worth $1,000, and the husband says, I paid it all, and she says, no, you only paid me $100. She needs to take a shavua on the other $900. Case number two, one aid is made that the ksuba was fully paid. It was where it was $1,000. Husband says, I paid it all. She says, you paid none of it, and an aid supports the husband's story. She can only get the ksuba if she swears. Case number three, the husband sold his nechasim to other people, and she gets paid from the lekuchos, so she's going to have to take a shvua to confiscate the money from the lekuchos. Case number four, the husband died and he left his nechasim to yesomim, and she wants to collect from the yesomim. She needs to take a shvua. In case number five, the husband went to Medina Siam and she wants to get paid when he's not home. She can only get paid with a shavua. Rabbi Shimon said, whenever she's toveya her ksuba, the yorshim can be mashbia her, even on things that happened while their father was still alive, and even though the father promised that they won't be mashbia her. But if she was never toveya the ksuba, that's where his promise remains intact, that they're not able to be mashbia her. Now, Mishnah Tess, we said that if a woman has a get but doesn't have a ksuba, she can collect the ksuba anyway. If she has a ksuba but doesn't have a get, and she says, I lost the get, and the husband says, no, I already paid the ksuba, I lost my receipt, or balchov takes out a shtar chov, and there's no prosbul, so they can't get paid. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, yeah, that's what the halacha used to be, but once it got very dangerous to keep religious documents around, a woman is allowed to collect her ksuba even without a get, because she probably just burnt the get right away, and a balchov could collect without a prosbul, because they probably burnt the prosbul right away. away. Then we said that if there were two gittin and two ksubas that the woman is able to produce, so then she could collect two ksubas, one from each marriage. If there were two ksubas and one get, or one ksuba and two gittin, or a ksuba and a get, and the husband died, so they were married twice, but with only one ksuba, so then she's only going to collect one ksuba, because in general, we assume that if a man divorces his wife and remarries her, so without ever having paid the ksuba in between, that he's remarrying her with the das that the first ksuba is still in place. And similarly, if a boy is married off by his father with a ksuba, and then he becomes a bar mitzvah and sticks with the marriage, it sticks with the original ksuba. And similarly, if a couple is megayer together and they had a ksuba from before, they had become Jewish, so the ksuba stays in place. The ksuba from before they became Jewish stays in place. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the beginning of the 10th parak of Maseches Ksubos.